Hello and welcome. I'm Father Tom Roy, the vicar of the Daily Office Network, and it is time for evening prayer. Today is the 24th of June, 2024. It is the Nativity of St. John the Baptist in evening prayer. Thank you for coming to pray. I'm normally in the Diocese of Minnesota, where I'm an ordained priest, but I'm on vacation in the North Georgia Mountains, just outside of Blue Ridge. Let us begin. Lo, I will send you the prophet Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. The painting by James J. Tissot from 1895 of St. John the Baptist and the Pharisees, a favorite among all the portraits of John. He looks young and feisty and ready to take on a lot of them, physically and verbally. Tissot has put him atop the entrance to a cave, so he's well above the targets of God's ire. This painting is currently in the Brooklyn Museum. You are no longer strangers and sojourners, but fellow citizens with the saints and the members of the household of God. O God, be not far from us. Come quickly to help us, O God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. Our hymn is Light of the World. Light of the world in grace and beauty, mirror of God's eternal face, transparent flame of love's free duty, you bring salvation to our race. Now as we see the lights of evening, we raise our voice in hymns of praise. Worthy are you of endless blessing, Son of our night, Lamp of our days. Psalm 80. Hear, O Shepherd of Israel, leading Joseph like a flock, shine forth, you that are enthroned upon the cherubim. In the presence of Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh, stir up your strength and come to help us. Restore us, O God of hosts. Show the light of your countenance, and we shall be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long will you be angered despite the prayers of your people? You have fed them with the bread of tears. You have given them bowls of tears to drink. You have made us the derision of our neighbors, and our enemies laugh us to scorn. Restore us, O God of hosts. Show the light of your countenance, and we shall be saved. You brought a vine out of Egypt. You cast out the nations and planted it. You prepared the ground for it. It took root and filled the land. The mountains were covered by its shadow, and the towering cedar trees by its boughs. You stretched out its tendrils to the sea and its branches to the river. Why have you broken down its wall so that all who pass by pluck off its grapes? The wild boar of the forest has ravaged it, and the beasts of the field have grazed upon it. Turn now, O God of hosts, look down from heaven. Behold and tend this vine. Preserve what your right hand has planted. They burn it with fire like rubbish. At the rebuke of your countenance, let them perish. Let your hand be upon the one at your right hand, the one you have made so strong for yourself, and so will never turn away from you. Give us life that we may call upon your name. Restore us, O Lord God of hosts. Show the light of your countenance, and we shall be saved. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Here we have a statue, and this is the statue of Elijah at St. Elias Cathedral in Aleppo, Syria. Malachi's prophecy of the return of Elijah was fulfilled, Jesus tells us, by the coming of John the Baptist. Page up so you can look at this again. Our first lesson is from Malachi chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. See, the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all the arrogant and all the evildoers will be stubble. The day that comes shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. But for you who revere my name, and the sun of righteousness shall rise. with healing in its wings. You shall go out like, you will go out leaping like calves from the stall, and you shall tread down the wicked, for they will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day when I act, says the Lord of hosts. Remember the teaching of my servant Moses, the statutes and ordinances that I commanded him at Horeb for all Israel. Lo, I will send you the prophet Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. He will turn the hearts of parents to their children and the hearts of children to their parents, so that I will not come and strike the land with a curse. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. Thanks be to God. Our canticle is the Song of Mary. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in you, O God, my Savior, for you have looked with favor on your lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. You, the Almighty, have done great things for me, and holy is your name. You have mercy on those who fear you from generation to generation. You've shown strength with your arm and scattered the proud in their conceit, casting down the mighty from their thrones and lifting up the lowly. You fill the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. You come to the help of your servant Israel. You've remembered your promise of mercy, a promise made to our forebearers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. This is a composite of icons. On the left is John the Baptist, and on the right is Elijah, who also appeared with Moses at the transfiguration of Christ. John the Baptist left, and the prophet Elijah. Oops, sorry, I have the caption there twice. Our reading is from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11, verses 2 through 19. When John heard in prison what the Messiah was doing, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me." As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "What did you go out in the wilderness to look at? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? Someone dressed in soft robes? Look, those who wear soft robes are in royal palaces. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly, I tell you, among those born of women, no one has arisen greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. For the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John came. And if you're willing to accept it, he is Elijah who is to come. Let anyone with ears listen. But to what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplace and calling to one another. 'We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds.'" The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our canticle is the Song of Simeon. Lord, you now have set your servant free to go in peace as you have promised. For these eyes of mine have seen the Savior, whom you prepared for all the world to see, a light to enlighten the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And now the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now the prayers begin with our Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Clothe your ministers with righteousness. Let your people sing with joy. Give peace, O Lord, in all the world. For only in you can we live in safety. Lord, keep our nations under your care and guide us in the way of justice and truth. Let your way be known upon earth, your saving health among all nations. Let not the needy, O Lord, be forgotten, nor the hope of the poor be taken away. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and sustain us with your Holy Spirit. This is the baby John. This is by Jacopo Portomole. The birth of John the Baptist in 15, this was created in 1526. It's in a gallery in Florence. And if you look at it, he's with his father, Zachariah, writing down the baby's name. Now the collect of the day for the Nativity of St. John the Baptist. A collect for our church convention that is going on right now, and a collect for the election of a bishop. Almighty God, by whose providence your servant John the Baptist was wonderfully born and sent to prepare the way of your Son, our Savior, by preaching repentance, make us so to follow his teaching and holy life that we may truly repent according to his preaching, and following his example, constantly speak the truth, boldly rebuke vice, patiently suffer for the truth's sake, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Almighty and ever-living God, source of all wisdom and understanding, be present with those who take counsel at the 81st General Convention of the Episcopal Church for the renewal and mission of your church. Teach us in all things to seek first your honor and glory. Guide us to perceive what is right, and grant us both the courage to pursue it and the grace to accomplish it. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, giver of every good gift, look graciously on your church, and so guide the minds of those who shall choose a bishop for this church, that they may receive a faithful pastor who will care for your people and equip us for our ministries. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. One more collect, a prayer for the evening. O Lord, support us all the day long until the shadows lengthen and the evening comes and the busy world is hushed and the fever of life is over and our work is done. Then in your mercy, grant us a safe lodging and a holy rest and peace at last. Amen. Today in the Anglican cycle of prayer, we pray for the Diocese of Gahini Inglis, the Anglican Church of Rwanda. Our Monday evening prayer list is for thanksgivings for Tom Welsh's lay ministry, the Brotherhood of St. Andrew, for Deacon Diana, our secretary and our board of directors, for new webcast members added throughout the pandemic, for our donors and our pledgers, thank you so much, our subscribers in Asia Pacific, North America, and Oficios Diarios, our Spanish language version, our mission partners in Haiti, Liberia, Brazil, the Rosebud Reservation, and the Matthew Shepherd Foundation. for all those who feed the poor and all who receive, for community health centers and free clinics. Now, what is on your hearts today? What have you come to pray for? Heavenly Father, yesterday, Sunday, my wife and I attended St. Clair's Episcopal Church in Blairsville, Georgia. And it was a very holy experience for us, as it always is when we visit our Episcopal churches. But this one has a couple of different things going on. They have a beautiful garden that surrounds the church and take care of their butterflies and their bees. And they also have an English as a second language program, which touched my wife and my heart. Heavenly Father, it is so hard for the immigrants that are struggling in our country. So many people shun them, turn them away, don't want them here. We as the Episcopal Church are welcoming them with open arms, trying to help them one step at a time as Jesus told us to do. Heavenly Father, help this church, help their mission, strengthen them in their fortitude and their constitution when it comes to this. All this I pray in the name of your son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And now a prayer for the mission of the church. O God and Father of all, whom the whole heavens adore, let the whole earth also worship you. All nations obey you, all tongues confess and bless you, and men and women everywhere love you and serve you in peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the glory of God, may the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing through the power of the Holy Spirit. And the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you now and remain with you always. Amen. Our video tonight is the Song of Zechariah. It's based on S250 in the Episcopal Hymnal, and this is the Old Catholic Diocese of St. Benedict back in 2012. And that is evening prayer for today, Monday, the 24th of June, 2024. Thank you for coming to pray. It's actually the anniversary of my ordination today. Be gentle with yourself and those around you. Remember, the golden rule allows you to love yourself too. Hope to see you tomorrow.